All right, put Jay under the hot light.
All right, I'm ready.
So you recently went to Charleston to visit the fat one.
Oh, dear.
When I say recently, that's a relative term by when this comes out. So
that's true.
I have questions for you about that trip. Okay, number one, there's 9 questions here. Number one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never met Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive. I met Miss Kitty before. So what was Olive like?
Olive is a person, first of all, who, if I even live as long as Olive has lived, I would love to live. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way. I would be happy to look half as good as Olive looks at her age.
All right, Olive.
Olive is a very classic Southern gentleman in every aspect that I could think of. Just the way he talks, very, very deliberately, and knows exactly what he's saying, and very polite and everything. It's very much an old school Southern gentleman.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A very classic Southern gentleman.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3105 of the BFO for Far Right Day, the 3rd of January 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish opening the damn crema cards. Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, it's the first for right day of the new month and the new year and the new decade. Big Fatty. And, it's been quite the day. As always, I'm behind on things. But y'all, I'm gonna if nothing else, if I have to go 20 minutes and 1 second, I am going to get these crema cards open. Y'all, I feel terrible, just terrible that it's taken me this long to open everything and all. But y'all, everybody is so generous and kind to send them to Big Fatty, and y'all, I promise the return cards, if you have not received your return card yet, they are going in the mail today. They will be in the postal service today. Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Dear Gussie, y'all, on Sunday... On Sunday, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, I have met these two many, many times at the Good Days. I have met them at the in Lost Wages, and y'all, I have had them stay with me here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, we love when they stay in the villa, don't we, Squeaky? We do. And y'all, they're just two of the nicest people that you'll ever meet individually. And y'all, the fact that the two of them are having an anniversarium together, it just makes it twice as nice. Twice as nice. And y'all, I am referring to, of course, the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. Oh, Big Daddy, we love the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. Well, and so y'all, if you see them on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy anniversarium. And Big Daddy, maybe they'll get a two-tone, a double-flavored cake.
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, before I get to those, I just want to remind all of you that if you want to have your name on the mock and calendar, the official BFO mock and calendar, and have your anniversarium or your celebration of exiting the birth canal mentioned on the little show, assuming you don't forget, Big Fatty, well, assuming I don't forget, y'all just send me an e-letter to ruin@bigfattyonline.com, and y'all, I'll be more than happy to add you to it. And y'all, in fact, I just had someone who's been listening to the little show since it was the Little Fatty Cast send me a message saying, put me on the mocking calendar. So y'all, I did. And but anyway, y'all, enough of that. Y'all, Tamari Satney, y'all, he is one of the co-hosts of the Pod Cubs. I've had the pleasure of meeting him once in the Lost Wages at the Pride 48, and y'all, he's the person that people want to masturbate to his voice. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear that. Y'all, they want to hear him read the phone book or read Pwn, and y'all, it's none other than the one and only Baloo. Big Fatty, we do love Baloo's voice. Anyway, and y'all, just as kind a man as you'll ever want to meet. And y'all, the next celebration of exiting the birth canal is on Sunday the 5th. And y'all, this person has come to many of the Pride 48s. Hadn't made it to Nolens yet, but y'all, he is out there near the Walnut Hills. Or was, unless he has relocated into the Witness Protection Program. Y'all, he is none other than the Good Humor Penguin. Y'all, it's Michael Fine. Big Fatty, we love Michael Fine. It's true. And y'all, I believe Michael Fine had his podcasting debut on old Stinkpot's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Baloo or the Good Humor Penguin on the Twitty or the Facebase, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Baloo, read me the ingredients in that cake.
Happy birthday.
So y'all, now I've only got three cards to open, and I partially opened the one from my friends Jerry and Rick. I don't know if they've gotten back home yet from being at the Metropolis for Crema and New Year's, but y'all, it says it says Merry Crema. Oh, look, Big Fatty, there are balls hanging, kind of like yours. And it says, decorate your holidays with happiness. Merry Crema, Jerry and Rick. Oh, Big Fatty, that is just lovely, and that is so sweet of them to do that. Jerry and Rick, thank you so much for that. Y'all, like I said, I'm going to have return cards to everyone in the mail this weekend. Today. So here we go. Y'all, the next one, I believe, is from DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. And it says, oh, Big Fatty, look! And y'all, it's a... It's a card, and on the front of it, it says 2012. Okay, and it says, best wishes to you for happiness throughout the year to come. Oh, hope you had a great 2011, and best wishes for you and yours. Love, DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. P.S., I think it's bullshit that people say you get far behind in voice letters and give it. and giftettes. That is fabulous. Y'all, thank you so much. Yes, McFaddy, it's clever. And y'all, our final card, y'all, it is from the one and only Gus Chad. And I know that because y'all painted on the front is Santa Claus. And he's carrying packages that say, Happy Crema, Merry New Year, Jolly Fun Time. And y'all, we're going to just open it up right here. And y'all, he's got gold tape all over the envelope and all. It's just lovely. Oh, Big Fatty, look at this. And it says, y'all, it's a very plain card. It's just red, and it says, Merry Crema and a Happy New Year. Time gets away from us sometimes. We all get caught up with life, and we forget to stay in touch. Hope all is well. Still enjoying the podcast. Thank you for still podcasting, Gus Chant. And y'all, in here, there is an ointment. It's a wooden ointment, and it's got a Frosty and Mrs. Frosty on it, and they're ice skating. And on the back, he has painted, when someone you love becomes a memory becomes a treasure. Gus Chad, 2019. Gus, that is just lovely. That is just lovely. And y'all, I will put a picture of all of these and yesterday's cards up on the www at noon today. No. Has an Italian flavor to it. Well, that's because Alex Lefebvre is in Italia, Italy, Mexico. He's trying to find some Italian sausage. Big Fatty, you've become vulgar. Anyway, y'all, I gotta tell you, you know, I took that long, hard nap on New Year's afternoon, and y'all, I just knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep New Year's night. Well, y'all, come about 7:30 p.m. in the evening, after I'd had a little supper, I was watching the sports ball, and I started doing this, and y'all, I got into the love chamber about 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I had, you know, cracked the window, and I had the ceiling fan going, and I had the electric mattress pad warmed up. And, y'all, I went to sleep, and I started drooling, and, that is just, it's almost as bad as soiling the bed. Y'all, the pillow was almost wet from the drool. Y'all, I woke up a little bit later, about 11 p.m. in the evening, because I'd gotten kind of hot. Y'all, it had not cooled down to as low as, it was not as cool as it was going to be earlier in the evening, and so I'd gotten a little hot, so I turned the mattress pad down a little bit, and got up and TT'd and everything, and y'all then went back to sleep. Y'all, I didn't get up on Thursday morning till 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fatty, is that Dr. Stone? Yes, Dr. Stone ordered it, and y'all, so I got up, and I had my coffee, and I had a few little sausage balls for my breakfast, and y'all, I put on my clothes, and I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. I went around the circle. y'all, Nicholas came driving by me, and we waved, and then I finished my nipple walk, and I came back, and I got my shirt, and y'all, then I was off. I was off, because y'all, I missed it yesterday. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it! We hear it! Y'all, as I do. As I do on Wednesdays, except this week. Y'all, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, I got me a little pint of milk. I needed that. I'm going to make me some of my sausage dressing. And I needed that. Y'all, they had the Yugot parfaits that they have there at the Von's East. $3 for $5. So, y'all, I got three of those. And, y'all, then I got... y'all, they had the Progresso soup on sale. Buy a can, get a can free. So, y'all, I got four different cans of it. Because, y'all, you know, it's kind of soup weather. Although today it's supposed to go to like 75 degrees today. So, anyway, y'all, I picked up some Cheetos in the party size bag and the Fritos cone chips. They will buy one, get one free. I'm going to probably stop in and say hi to everybody down at the coal mine. And I usually take a little something. Y'all, they had the good chopped Caesar salad kits. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, they had the Asian sesame salad kits. They were $3 for $10. I got two of them. And and y'all, that's all I got. That's all I got. There was no senior citizens discount, but y'all, I only spent $30.22, and I saved $22.68. And Big Betty, that's the first coupon of the new decade. It's true. Y'all, I have got a little egg on my face. Big Betty looks like an omelet from here. Y'all, you know, I opened the crema package from the Danbury's, and y'all, it was the lovely crema tree made out of the wine corks. And y'all, after I had recoded and taken the picture and everything, and y'all, I was picking up the boxes and everything here, and you know, I was gonna break the boxes down. I was grabbing all the tissue paper, and y'all, there was something else in the box, and I went, oh Lord, I almost threw this away. But y'all, it is an ointment of a bunch of grapes, also made with the wine corks. So y'all, I'll include that in the picture of the cards and all that I got. That I'll put up later today. Big Fatty, it's just so sad to see him go downtown like that. And I mean, remember everyone, check on the elderly. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I know it feels like the timing is all off. But y'all, as I said on the Twitty, I said, thank goodness my holidays are over so I can get back to my normal confusion as to what day of the week it is. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the lot. So do you remember them? They were a show that it used to be on last decade, back in the teens. And y'all, Haunt Cub, we're looking forward to you coming back to visit the villa. Anything you want to recommend to others?
A very classic Southern gentleman.
Oh, Big Fatty, he is such a sweet talker indeed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.